Watch, 81-year-old carjacked while feeding homeless in California. By Amy Furrow, May 26, 2022. An 81-year-old woman was carjacked while providing food to the homeless on Monday in Redlands, California. The incident happened outside the Stater Brothers store located on E. Colton Avenue, and surveillance footage caught the moment the suspect approached the woman, Fox 11 reported Wednesday. According to authorities, the suspect grabbed the woman's keys and got into the driver's seat. The Redlands Police Department shared the clip of what happened. Once the suspect got into the vehicle and closed the door, the woman appeared and tried to open it. Moments later, the vehicle reversed, and she was knocked to the pavement. Bystanders were seen approaching the vehicle as it left the scene with its back door still open. The woman managed to get on her knees, and someone eventually helped her stand up. Per the Fox 11 report, the woman was not hurt during the incident. In its social media post on Thursday, Redlands police said the suspect in the carjacking had been arrested Wednesday once Los Angeles police found the car in a parking structure on East 11th Street in Los Angeles. Police found 24-year-old Roberto Carlos Sanchez Jr. in the driver's seat of the 2015 silver Kia Sportage with the keys in his possession. LAPD arrested Sanchez for possession of a stolen vehicle and contacted Redlands police, the agency continued. Sanchez was taken to West Valley Detention Center in San Bernardino and held in place of a $250,000 bail regarding charges of carjacking and elder abuse. The department shared photos of the suspect on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Democrat mayors in Los Angeles and San Francisco who supported the Defund the Police movement were trying to add more officers while their cities suffered from crime waves, Breitbart News reported last week. Both cities face ongoing efforts to recall local prosecutors. In San Francisco, District Attorney Chase Abodin faces a recall election on the June 7 ballot. In Los Angeles County, George Gascon faces an aggressive petition drive for a recall election, the outlet said.